Hello, I'm back again. Some people wonder, how do I know human resource is not your friend? Well, I've had dealing with human resources before. I know a couple of human resource managers. And I just get information, you know, they're my friends, just ask questions, pretty much. My dealing with a human resource manager in a company, it boiled down to them trying to debunk you, make you look irrelevant or feel irrelevant that you drop your case. My case had to do with discrimination. I'm not going to say the name of the company. Due to arbitration and documents that I signed in the arbitration, I cannot state their name. But if you know me and you know where I worked, and you pretty much know the company. So... they will do things like if they have to meet with you to discuss something else that happened as far as your discrimination case claim or whatever, they may say something along the lines, okay, I'm still verifying that we are meeting February 2nd at 2 p.m. at XYZ office. But in fact, your meeting day is supposed to be February 1st at XYZ office. See what they did? They tried to throw you off and make you forget it was on the 1st. So when the 1st comes, they can say you didn't show up to that meeting. And they will say that. Even though the email said, oh, it's XYZ day. If they document and wrote down beforehand that y'all are meeting February 1st at XYZ office instead of, and not February 2nd at XYZ office, when it comes to fact, well, why didn't you bring that up that it was supposed to be the 1st? You said you responded to the email, yes, or yes, it's February 2nd. And you go to that office February 2nd, nobody's there. And you're wondering why nobody's there, because they was there on the 1st and you didn't come on the 1st. That's a trick they would try to use. I've seen it. It happened to me. But I pay attention. I observe. I noticed all that. And I said, I responded to that email. I thought it was February 1st at XYZ office. That puts it in their yard to respond to that email. So the manager, oh yes, it is February 1st at XYZ office. My mistake. No, that wasn't your mistake. That was your trick that you thought you had me to say I didn't come to that meeting on February 1st. You see what I'm saying? That's how I know human resources are not your friend. And then knowing people that work in human resources, if their job was on the line to protect the company and your job was on the line, who you think they're gonna protect? I'm going to ask that again. Who do you think they're going to protect? They're going to protect that damn company. Right. That's what they're there for. They are not there to protect you. Because, like I said, jobs on the line. Who are they going to protect? Something happened to you today, you die today, they're just gonna replace you. They not gonna hold no kumbaya and say, we're not hiring nobody for this position because this was Susan's position. She was a fabulous worker. She was the greatest worker. She was the best worker we had. Susan gone. They're just gonna put Jane in that position. They're just gonna hire Marco for that position. They're just gonna hire Kedrick for that position. They're just gonna hire somebody for that position. They're not gonna tape that position off and put it off limits. Am I right or am I wrong? Let me know. Can anybody tell me their experience with human resources? Send me a message.